Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Anchorage yesterday announced three new charges against Israel Keyes for allegedly kidnapping and killing 18-year-old Samantha Koenig. Kevin Feldes of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Anchorage yesterday described the charges in a press conference.
The indictment alleges that Israel Keyes abducted Samantha Koenig from the Common Grounds coffee stand on Tudor Road on February 1st, 2012. And that he took her against her will to his white pickup truck that was parked across the street. The allegations continue that he confined her and intentionally killed her early the next morning.
Investigators say they tracked ATM withdrawals by Keyes, though, through several states before returning him to Alaska. Koenig's body was found under the ice of Matanuska Lake early this month. The crime of kidnapping and killing Koenig carries a maximum federal penalty of life in prison or death. Keyes is set to be arraigned in federal court on the charges today. Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello proposed a public censure of Assemblymember Ruth Danner last night for testimony that she gave to the city's planning commission earlier this month, accusing the CBJ Law Department of having misled commissioners in the past. Danner ultimately apologized in order to avoid censure, but only after Botello and other assembly members expressed shock and dismay at her actions. Last weekend, Danner tried to get a written legal opinion from City Attorney John Hartle explaining the law department's advice to the Planning Commission regarding a conditional use permit for a rock crusher at a gravel pit on Montana Creek Road. The Planning Commission approved the permit at its April 10th meeting, where Danner made her comment, alleging the law department had previously misled commissioners. The pit is located near Danner's house, and in her testimony, she said she was speaking on behalf of herself and not as an assembly member. Native leaders from around Southeast Alaska are in Juneau this week.
The motion before us is to adopt the agenda for the 77th Annual Tribal Assembly.
That's Will Nicklin, first vice president of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, during the assembly's first day yesterday. Former President John Borbridge Jr. administered the oath to new delegates. Governor Sean Parnell and Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello also made brave comments during opening events yesterday. Botello thanked delegates for their support and leadership in getting the proposed coastal management initiative on the ballot this year. The Central Council is a sovereign tribal government representing about 28,000 Tlingits and Haidas around the world. The Tribal Assembly meeting runs through Saturday at the AMB Hall, and you can see live video of the meeting on the Central Council's website. And a pillar of the Alaska Native community has passed away. Tlingit Elder Isabella Brady passed away early yesterday morning at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage after suffering a fall in her Sitka home on Monday. At the time of her death, Brady was the president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp No. 4 and a national advocate for Native issues. Brady was born in Sitka into the Raven Kiksati clan. She graduated from Sheldon Jackson School in 1942 and began attending Jamestown College in North Dakota, but then interrupted her education to join the Navy at the age of 19. And she also supported her family by taking a job teaching at Mount Edgecombe High School. Isabella Brady was 88 years old. She survived by 17 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. Many of her family were present when she passed away. Weather forecast calls for a chance of rain today.